fundraising. Broadcasting our appeal to BBC Radio 4 listeners. Earlier this year, we successfully applied to become one of the charities BBC Radio 4 featured as part of their appeal programme. To take fundraising for our Understood Research appeal to the next level, we will be broadcasting to BBC Radio 4 listeners on Sunday the 19th of October. PSPA trustee John Garrard is our dedicated presenter for this task, and he will be sharing his own experience of his dad Chris being diagnosed with PSP, and why he and his family support our appeal to fund more research to help establish fast and accurate diagnosis, immediate treatment and consistent standards of care. Here you can take a sneak peek at the appeal John will be making on PSPA's behalf. John says, "It wasn't easy talking to my dad about his health. He'd always been my strength and my best friend, but when his personality began to change and he started to have falls, I couldn't ignore it and insisted he see a doctor. The doctor diagnosed Parkinson's disease before Dad had even sat down, but further investigations finally led Dad to be diagnosed with a condition we'd never heard of. It's called progressive supranuclear palsy, or PSP for short. The prognosis wasn't good. PSP is a rare and incurable neurological condition. Life expectancy is just 5 to 7 years. We faced a ticking time bomb from a disease we had no understanding of. So I began my research, and it was while searching online that I came across the PSP Association, the only charity in the UK which is supporting families like ours who are affected by PSP in some way. The charity became a lifeline for my family at an unbelievably difficult time. There was the helpline that provided a listening ear and information on the condition, and they also provided training for some of the healthcare professionals involved in Dad's care, so they could also learn more about the condition and how to best look after him. But one thing that really stood out in their offering was their commitment to research. It gave me something to fight for through fundraising and then becoming a trustee of the charity. And it gave Dad a positive focus. Taking part in research studies made him feel like he was contributing to the greater good. Although he understood a breakthrough wouldn't happen in his lifetime, he felt he was helping doctors understand the condition so they could improve diagnosis, treatment and care for people diagnosed in the future. Sadly, within a year, the condition completely transformed Dad. He couldn't walk, talk, and needed help to dress and eat. And just 4 years after his diagnosis, Dad lost his fight to this unrelenting disease. And that's why I'm here today. There's much we still don't know about the condition, but science is getting closer to establishing a test that would help diagnose the condition faster. Your donations will go towards funding more research to improve our understanding of progressive supranuclear palsy and studies so we can one day hopefully make the diagnostic test a reality. How you can support our BBC Radio 4 appeal. If you would like to support our BBC Radio 4 appeal and help make this vital research a reality, you can donate via our website or the BBC. To help make your donations go further, a generous PSPA supporter is offering to match funds up to £50,000 raised through this Radio 4 appeal. You can donate to life-changing research by searching for BBC Radio 4 Appeal or call 0800 404 8144. Alternatively, you can send in a cheque donation written to PSPA and addressed to BBC Radio 4 Appeal. Thank you. Listen to our appeal. Our BBC Radio 4 Appeal will be airing on Sunday, the 19th of October, 2025. Understood Research Appeal. Our Understood Appeal is aiming to raise £2 million for research to help create a step change in research into PSP and CBD. If you're able to donate any amount, large or small, please visit www.pspassociation.org.uk/research/understood. Money raised from the appeal will be invested in quick and accurate diagnosis. On average, it takes over 3 years to receive a diagnosis of PSP or CBD. Earlier diagnosis can improve access to treatment and services at an earlier stage to improve quality of life. It would also increase the number of people eligible for clinical trials. Immediate treatment. There are currently no approved disease-modifying treatments for PSP or CBD and limited options to manage symptoms. Consistent care. Access to specialist services is a postcode lottery. We want everyone affected to receive informed, coordinated care, no matter where they live, from educated health professionals who understand the complexities of living with a rare neurological condition. Understood. Is that too much to ask?